Hello.
Hi, is this David Long?
Yes, it is.
Hi, David. This is Shira. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. I think you spoke to my colleague, Mimi, in regards to getting onto the waiver program. You've just been discharged from the nursing home, and we were just calling to assist you with that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What was it? What kind of program was it again?
This is a waiver program, so it allows you to choose a family, friend, or neighbor to be your caregiver and get paid for that.
I'm not going to have that. I have St. Mary's coming out to my house.
Okay, and St. Mary's is?
It's a home care nursing facility.
Okay. Are you paying out of pocket for them?
No, it's actually included, I believe, in my Aetna.
Okay, fine. So you know what? I think if you change your mind, we're here to help you. Again, my name is Shira, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, yeah, because I don't have somebody like my sister. She's the only one I got in my family that could do that, but she's too busy, and I don't have anybody else that would be able to come, you know.
Well, we could provide someone for you if that's the case.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to be all right. I already talked to my primary physician.
All right.
And they are supposedly setting it up where I'm going to be getting a nurse coming out 3 times a week.
And that's St. Mary, you said?
St. Mary's, yes. I don't know where that is. It's in it's around here somewhere.
Yeah.
St. Mary's Hospital.
And what would the nurse be doing with you? Because the caregivers that we provide are more like they do humanitarian, more like, you know, help you with the house, help you with whatever you need, driving you around. They're more of less nursey, I guess you would say.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Yeah, that might be actually helpful in a way.
So because, I don't know, is St. Mary's just sending you a nurse, or are they sending you someone who's going to be with you?
There's not going to be somebody. They're just, the nurse is coming out to rewrap my legs and tend to that. And I think pretty much after that, I'm like by myself.
Okay, because what we were talking about is having somebody to, you know, keep you company, help you with, let's say you need help cleaning or whatever it is. That's the service that we were going to provide for you.
Yeah, in a way, that kind of sounds good in a way. Would I pay for that out of my pocket or what?
No, so it's a state-provided program. As the agency, we work with the county to get you approved. It's no out-of-money pocket. There's no money out of pocket, and we just coordinate your care and help you get someone.
No, that would be nice. That might help me because, you know, help me, like you said, help me clean and help maybe help me do a little bit of cooking maybe or
yes,
something like that.
Yes, they can do that for you. But the thing is, the only thing that is a little bit of a downside to this is that it's just a process to get on it. Now, as your enrollment coordinator, I would essentially walk you through the entire thing. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's gonna take a couple, you know, it could take up to 30 days. You'll be hearing a lot from me, but it's just part of the process. And then once it's done, it's pretty, you know, helps with the quality of life for many of our clients and participants. So we just try and make everyone happy with that.
Yeah,
we're not
that,
out to
know
get
what?
You. You can stop at any time. And it's your option. It's your decision.
That sounds good. That actually sounds good. I didn't realize that you did that kind of stuff, and that would be helpful to me.
Yeah. So I don't mind starting that with you today. David, just a question for you. You don't have to give me the exact amount. It's just, I have to know if you're even going to be eligible.
Okay.
So number one, what insurance do you have?
I have Aetna, Medicare.
Okay. And would you by any chance be okay? Down in the line, they may ask you to switch. So that's either going to be for PA Health and Wellness, UPMC, AmeriHealth, or Keystone. Would you do that or no?
Sure. I'm not really sure how to answer that.
It's basically just another insurance that the waiver works under. But I could see if we take Aetna. Okay. Basically, would you be open to the idea of switching your insurance?
Yeah, as long as I could keep my regular Aetna that, the, you know, they're coming out to my house, the nurse and all.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then do you make more or less than $2,800 a month?
No, I make $1,750 a month, and that's social with my Social Security and my pension all together. I bring home $1,750.
Okay. So, that's fine. You can still get approved for this. I'd say we could start the process and then, you know, if the insurance becomes an issue, we'll deal with it then, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. So the first step in the process is first, my name is Shira. Like I said, I can give you my direct number and extension. I just want you to be able to see that I'm calling when I call and be able to, you know, respond so we have a good communication. And then I'll let you know what the first steps are. So my number is whenever you're ready, I can give that to you.
Well, you know what? I don't. I'm not gonna have. Right now, I'm just getting discharged out of a nursing home, so I don't have
Okay.
anything really around me to write your number down.
That's fine. I can give you a call back. Do you have time to call into the independent enrollment broker? They are an intermediary between us and the county. They're going to be the first step in the process. They're going to want to come down and schedule an assessment with for you.
Yeah, just the less I have to do, the better, to be honest
Okay.
with you.
Right. So, like I said, it is a little bit of a process, but I'm going to help you through all of it, okay?
Okay.
So right now we're calling into the company that's going to schedule an assessment for you. They work with the county, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, somebody would get back to me.
So we're gonna, if you have time, I don't mind calling in with you now to get that scheduled.
Okay, yeah, I have time.
Okay, so I'm gonna get you through to them. What you're gonna tell them is you're calling to get a schedule, an assessment scheduled, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me get you through to them now, and we will be in touch, David, okay?
Sounds very good.
All righty, hold tight.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Chetty. And who am I speaking with today?
My name is David Long.
Thank you so much, David. And can I have the phone number where you're calling from?
267-242-6489. That's my mobile number.
Thank you so much. And are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
Myself.
All right. And I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note I will not speak to anyone about the application or case without the written or verbal permission. May I have your date of birth, please?
My date of birth is June 13th, 1956.
Thank you so much. Also, can I have your address, please?
It's 87 Friendly Lane, Levittown, Pennsylvania, 19055.
Thank you so much. It's in Bucks County.
Yes.
All right, hold on a second. Also, are you interested in receiving text and or email notices about your case?
Yes, that's fine.
All right. I just need to have to read. Would you like to get text, email, or both?
Maybe both, I guess.
All right. Just have to read this through real quick. All right. By providing your cell phone number and email address and agreeing to our terms and conditions, you agree to get text message and emails. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. To stop getting text message and email messages from us, reply stop to the text message and email link separately. And you understand you can get messages at different times and that message and data rates may apply. Do you agree to these terms and conditions?
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much. And just to confirm, phone number is 267. Of 242-6489, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, got that set. And lastly, you just need your email address.
It's davidlong3222@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Or just make sure that's davidlong3222@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you so much. All right, got that set. And by the way, how can I help you today?
I was just called on the phone by somebody that said that they could help me with people to come out to my house and help me with with daily activities such as, you know, cleaning and cooking, maybe get, taking me to the store, whatever.
Like home care.
Home care, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. And are you interested in making an application, starting an application for that home care waiver?
Yes, I think. I hope I'm doing the right thing. I never heard, you know, I'm not sure this is the first time I ever did this.
I see. Well, no problem. If you'd like, I can give you more information on this first, and then we'll proceed. So what we can help you with is the home and community-based waiver services. So these kind of services help individuals like you remain in your homes and communities instead of receiving the services in a nursing facility or any other facility. So
yes.
The Office of Long-Term Living offers two types of programs for providing long-term supports and services, and this is based on your assessed needs. If you are an elderly adult or have physical disability or traumatic brain injury, you may be eligible to receive these support services in your home or in the community. And those services could include, for example, help with bathing, dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of emergency alert systems, or home modifications. So a managed care organization or service coordinator selected by you will help find providers and manage these services. And to qualify for these services, you must be eligible financially and meet all program guidelines.
Okay.
Also, alternatively, for Pennsylvania residents who are 55 years of age or older, you may also be eligible for the LIFE program as a community health choices alternative. Are you interested in learning more about the LIFE program?
What is the LIFE program? What is that?
So I'm going to explain further, but the LIFE program is a managed care benefit featuring a comprehensive and medical social delivery system that uses an interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center, supplemented by a home and referral services based on participant needs. Basically, what that means is a LIFE program, unlike a home care waiver, where you get the care in your home, through LIFE, if you're near a LIFE facility, you can receive the care you need in that LIFE facility. So it's like
okay,
an adult
daycare
center.
I'm gonna have St. Mary's home care coming out to my house, regular RN, registered nurses coming out three times a week, and that's provided through my doctor, my Aetna, and they're going to come out and change the dressings on my legs. They're going to actually do the medical part, you know. But what I need help with what I need help with is around the house, helping me clean, helping me cook. Maybe drive me to the store or something like that, or pick, you know, stuff like that. Help me with general stuff.
I see. So you will be in your home, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, in this case, the home care will be the one for you. So with that said, we'll be scheduling an initial visit with our enrollment case manager. At this initial visit, we come to your home and complete a financial application for Medicaid. We also review your medical history and select a managed care organization. And these managed care organizations help coordinate your physical health care and long-term services and supports. They will manage, coordinate, and direct your services from that point on, as well as act as your personal caseworker.
Okay.
So a managed care organization will partner with service coordination agencies, like those home care agencies. And these agencies will provide the one-on-one direct care and services recommended and approved by these managed care organizations.
Okay.
So please keep in mind the exact services and hours you will receive are determined by these managed care organizations after the enrollment is completed. And services
okay.
could include, but are not limited to, home health aides, nursing services, home modifications, day programs, and transportation services.
Okay.
And also, the application process could take up to 90 days. Are we interested in proceeding?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, so we can go ahead and proceed. And by the way, as part of the application process, we'll be providing a form for your doctor to complete. You could only choose one doctor, but it could be any doctor of your choice, as long as it's an MD, DO, or OS.
Okay.
All right. So I'll just be needing your doctor's first and last name.
His name is Dr. I don't know his first name, but it's Dr. Metkus.
K-U-S. Metkus.
Oh, his first name is Francis. That's it. His first
Francis.
Name is Francis.
Is he the one in St. Mary Medical Arts Internal Medicine?
No, he's in Trinity Healthcare Systems.
Let me see. You got two addresses here. One is in 2601 Home Avenue.
That's not it.
The other, that's not it. Well, the other one would be 240 Middletown Boulevard.
Yeah, that's,
that sound
would be
right?
More, I think that sounds right, yeah.
All right. Let me get that set. So this doctor will receive a physician certification form for them to complete. Containing your medical records to it will state if you're nursing facility eligible. Let
okay.
me get that set here. All right. Okay. So we got that set. Let me go ahead and start your application here. By the way, your preferred spoken and written language, that's English?
Yes, it is.
All right. Okay, got your application started. Just making sure we have everything needed here. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. By the way, this is not something you need to choose right now. You can choose it when you can make a selection when the case manager arrives in your home.
Okay.
But if you do have one already, I can get that set for you. So do you already have like a managed care organization or insurance plan that you want to have for your waiver? This will also be your Medicaid coverage.
I'm sorry. Somebody had come in the room a second and I got distracted.
All right. No problem.
Could you just repeat that a second?
Oh, sure. So do you already have a selected managed care organization or insurance plan that you want to have for this home care waiver? This will be your Medicaid coverage.
My Medicaid? I use Aetna.
Yes. Well, if you're with Community Health Choices, you will have Medicaid. And Medicaid, your Medicaid needs to be with Community Health Choices. So just give you choices here. Hold on, let me get that to you. So for your zone, available plans for you would be Keystone First, PA Health and Wellness, and UPMC. This does not affect your primary or your Aetna at any ways, just your Medicaid coverage.
Okay, I guess I just pick one of them, right? Keystone, I guess.
Keystone. All right. Well, you don't have to make a selection right now if you're not sure yet. This will be discussed further with you by the case manager. So if you want to learn more about this, you can hold up until then.
Maybe I could hold up, yeah.
All right. Okay. Just wanted to inform you there. And all right, we can go ahead and proceed. All right, so now we're at the part where we need to schedule the intake visit assessment. This assessment is for the waiver you're applying for. Currently, we're doing an in-home visit and would like to schedule the visit within the next 7 days. Do you have any upcoming appointments?
No, I don't. I do have one at my doctor's next Tuesday, I think.
Next Tuesday. All right, we're going to avoid that. We can work around your appointments. And also, will anyone else be attending the visit with you?
No, I don't think so.
All right. And is there a day of the week or time of the day that works best for you?
No, actually, I'm retired, and I'm available all the time, really.
All right. Well, except for the next Tuesday, because you have doctor's appointment, right?
Right, yes.
All right. We can avoid that one. And by the way, just want to make sure we have the right details here. The address we're going to is 87 Friendly Lane, Levittown, PA 19055.
That's correct, yes.
Thank you. And the phone number we're reaching out to, that's 267-242-6489.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. All right, by the way, would you or anyone would be needing interpreter services?
No.
All right. Check our schedule here. All right, so today is the 11th. Again, to Tuesday. The next available date would be Thursday next week. And that would be December 18th. It's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. a good time for you?
Yes, it is.
All right. Let me get that scheduled. All right, hold on. Let me just get that set here.
I'm actually coming home today. I was in the nursing home for like a week and a half.
Oh, is he? Oh, you're still there?
Yeah, but I'll be leaving today. I'll be home in
today,
a couple hours. In a couple hours, I'll be home.
I see. And that's why you're trying to get this home care so you can get that care in your home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see. Because Ethan would not be able to help you with the other stuff, but just the changing your your medical stuff, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, they're going to take care of, like I said, I'm going to have a home care nurse coming out from St. Mary's, and that's covered by my Aetna Medicare. My doctor has already set that up. My doctor, Metcus, has already called into them already, and I'm supposed to be hearing from them soon also.
That's cool. So it's probably the same process because the managed care organization you'll be having with this one will also do like an assessment to determine the hours you will be receiving.
Okay.
All right. So we got this assessment scheduled down. So here are some requirements to prepare for the in-home intake visit. Attendees must be limited or kept to a minimum. Our enrollment case manager will arrive between the hours of 9 to 11 a.m. and to serve the greatest number of people, we do not provide a specific time for the appointment, but a window of time. We will be arriving within a block of time we have scheduled. And before we end this call, I would like to confirm our enrollment case manager, this will be Carrie Corcoran.
Okay.
And she will be out to see you at your address, which is 87 Friendly Lane, Levittown, PA 19055, and this would be on next week, Thursday, December 18, between the hours of 9 to 11 a.m. And
okay.
This appointment will approximately take about 1 to 1.5 hours, and you will receive a reminder call prior to that appointment from our outbound dialer. This is to confirm that you will be home and available at the scheduled time. And the case manager will also let you know of any additional information they may need. And for verification purposes, when the case manager arrives, please make sure you have some form of identification available.
Okay.
And also any medical information you have, like insurance, access card number, MCO card, and doctor's name, address, and fax number.
Okay.
And to expedite this processing of your waiver application to avoid delays, the case manager will also assist you with completing the COMPASS application for long-term care services during that visit. and you should gather any potential financial information and documents you think are relevant for the County Assistance Office's financial review team, so these can be submitted with the application. Now, it is vital that you have copies of these supporting financial documents. This is to verify any income and assets to avoid delays in your application process. And examples of these financial documents are bank statements, pension plan statements, including 401k or 403b plans, burial contracts or life insurance policies, especially those with a cash value. Do you have like a bank account?
Yeah, I do have a bank account. Yes.
All right. So they'll be asking. Typically, they ask for like 5-year look back for bank statements. So past 2 years monthly bank statements and then semi-annual statements from 2020 to 2023.
Okay, whatever they need, I'll be able to accommodate them somehow. I have Citizens Bank.
You just need to request those, and those your bank will could just provide it to you. Either you can they can send it by email. All right, and you can send it to us multiple ways. So the case manager will go over this with you as well.
Okay, yeah, because it's kind of hard for me to understand. I'm not really that educated with all this, but I'm doing my best. I'm going to be 70 years old here.
Well, no problem. This, medical stuff can be a bit complicated, especially if you're like providing documents, right? The requirements.
Yeah.
All right. So, just to give you a quick overview and what to expect, the important stuff there, for your case to proceed. So, as I said, we'll be sending a physician certification form for your doctor to complete, and your doctor is expected to return the form directly back to us. That form we'll be sending to your doctor. There's the steps here and where to send it to, so they'll know what to do with it.
You'll automatically send it to them?
Yes, it will automatically be faxed over to them.
Okay.
That's why I got the details for your doctor earlier.
Okay.
All right, so apart from that, the doctor can also use our website if they want to do it electronically. Our website is paieb.com, and we'll have that information there on the form.
Okay.
Also, it is very important this form is completed in full and returned to us as soon as possible. And please work with the physician to ensure the accuracy and completeness of that document.
Okay.
And we will contact the local area agency in aging. And the FED is needed as well, the functional eligibility determination. This assessment is completed by the local aging office. So we just scheduled the assessment with us. There's going to be another visit to your home. This is through the aging office of your county. And the area agency of aging will contact you to schedule an in-home visit to complete that process.
Okay.
So that's the second visit. So also we'll be notifying the County Assistance Office, of course, that you're applying for the waiver services, and they may ask for additional information to verify your current financial status. So please be prepared to submit supporting documentation if required.
Okay.
Now, once the physician certification from your doctor and the functional eligibility determination from that second visit, once these are received, your application will be reviewed for medical eligibility. If you are medically eligible, your case will be sent to the County Assistance Office to determine financial eligibility. Now, the County Assistance Office may require you to provide additional documentation, so please provide any information they request quickly so the enrollment process is not delayed. At any point during this process, if you are found medically ineligible to receive these services, you will receive paperwork in the mail with the right to appeal. And of course, if you need help with the appeal, you can simply contact us, the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, at our number, the same phone number you dialed, 1-877-550-4227. You can provide additional beneficiary support when needed and can answer any questions you have about the appeals process.
Okay.
So apart from that, we got your assessment set and scheduled. I'd just like to provide you with your Harmony case number for your reference. I just tell me whenever you're ready.
Well, I'm not going to write it down or nothing. I'm laying in bed in here in the nursing home.
I see. No problem. The case manager will provide these details to you as well. I'm going to say it. We're required to provide this to you. 742-840.
Okay.
So you can also check the status of your application online on our website. I mentioned earlier, and also you can create an account and upload any and other documents needed for your case from there.
I'm better off waiting till the lady comes out in person, and then that way I could deal with it better, easier.
Absolutely. All right, no problem. And apart from this, do you have any other questions for me at the moment?
No, I don't.
All right. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call on the same phone number. Would you like to participate in a customer satisfaction survey if you only have time?
Not right now, if I don't have to.
All right, no problem. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take